Good evening and welcome to tonight's show. My guest this evening in the studio is Michael Mercurio. He's with Offutt Kerman, and we're going to talk about exit planning, succession planning, or business continuation planning, however you want to talk about it. But before we have that conversation, I'll remind everybody that later in the show, I have the Edward Jones Market Update in the AHA Business Trivia Contest. The winner gets a gift certificate to 1010 American Bistro of the Bagby Restaurant Group. It's a wonderful place in downtown Baltimore. So, Mike, welcome to the show. Or I should say, welcome back.
Thank you, Alan. Glad to be here.
It's my pleasure to have you. So, like I ask everybody, and when you were here, I asked it, what motivates you to get up in the morning and go to work?
It's a good question. You know, I've thought about that from time to time, and I really love what I do. I help real people with real problems. You know, as you know, I'm a business attorney.
Right.
And that's a broad topic. But business attorneys help people with employment law. They help people with contract law. They help people sell a business, buy a business. They help people with every part and every component of the life cycle of a business. So every day is something new. Every day is something new. I don't just look at the same contract every day or deal with the same problem every day. I deal with business people and their problems. Some of them are good. Some of them aren't so good. But I deal with real people, and that's fun.
You deal with real people. You give them advice. You give them and help them make better decisions.
Absolutely. You know, people call lawyers when something really good has happened or something really bad has happened. And it's my job to be there to give them peace of mind that we got your back and we'll help you get through it. That's what makes it fun.
Yeah, but as a former business owner myself, one of the things I always like to do is make sure my attorney knew what was going on. Because, you know, as you said, to go to an attorney for business when you have problems or when something's very good. But if they know what is happening, it mitigates that real problem because they sometimes can help you. A good attorney like you can help individuals and business owners not have the problems, because before you get into the problems, they can be there to help and support what you're doing.
No, without a doubt, proactive legal advice is always the best course of action. But you know, in the end, you know what I do and what lawyers do is really simple. We manage risk. So my job is to tell my business client or individual, here are the risks, and their job is to say, Mike, I don't care about that risk. Or, Mike, I really care about that risk. What can we do? So that's my job in a nutshell.
Yeah, it's true. You're there giving advice. You're trying to help them make better decisions. And I do it in a different way. As an executive coach, I do it totally a different way. So let's get on to the subject tonight, which is, as we talk about, is exit planning. And one of the things I learned a few weeks ago, and it's a statistic, I don't remember where I got it, but I believe that approximately, well, as of 2014, 66% of all businesses were owned by baby boomers. And if you think of that number, the next, you know, I'm a baby boomer, and I'm, I guess, in the early years of it. But the next 10 to 15 years, you're going to have transition, billions and trillions of dollars of transition of businesses going to the next generation. So exit planning, at least for those 66% of the businesses, if not the rest, who we can talk about succession planning and business planning and future planning, is all about exit planning in my mind. So what are some of the things that a good business owner should be really thinking about when talking about exit planning?
Well, the first thing to think about, and by the way, you know, when I say when we say exit planning, sometimes there's a negative connotation. I find that many owners, you know, I say, well, have you made an exit plan? They say, well, Mike, I'm not exiting. Well, of course, you may not be exiting now, but all of us exit our businesses one way or another.
You're absolutely right.
Even if we go out through death, we exit our businesses.
Right.
And so there's no time better than the present to plan. The earlier you start planning for your exit or succession or transition or even contingency, the more options there are on the table. The later that you wait, the less options there are. It's not to say that you can't plan at the 12th hour, but it's not optimal to plan then.
Well, I remember vividly because I use this when I talk to clients, prospective clients, when you did the show, I guess it was a year ago or so, we were talking about corporate business structure. And you were talking about partnership agreements and membership agreements. And that's a great time to think about exit planning, which is really when you start the business. And the quote, the thing you said, if you had a partner, do you want to be a partner with that partner's spouse? Because if you don't plan for it, when you begin to plan for it when you start, that's a possibility.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the perfect time, as you just said, is to do it when you start, to have a clear vision as to where you're going with your business. I mean, so many people get involved in business and they get caught up. And I understand it. There's a lot of pressures to running a business. Listen, we got to make payroll. We have to deal with vendors and suppliers. We have to deal with lawyers and bankers and accountants and deal with taxes. So sometimes, much like in our own individual lives, we all know we should have a will and we should plan for our transition in life. Likewise, in business, intuitively, I think most people know that they probably should plan, but it gets put off to the back burner. And if you don't do it, you might end up with your partner's wife as your business partner.
Well, and even in the business itself, trying to plan what you're doing or at least think about why you do what you do, why you're in business, what your personal dreams and goals are, because I deal with business owners and they don't even think about their personal goals. Business things come in and they make a decision. But if you don't make a decision understanding the goals and dreams that you set for yourself and for the business, you're going to make decisions that are going to take you all kinds of curves, bad roads, good roads, but not get you where you want to go. And you need to make sure you understand, and that's part of the planning, is understanding where you want to be so you can get there. And part of that is, where do you want to be in retirement?
Yeah, so many business owners, their business becomes their identity. And they can't see themselves doing anything else. And that's a trap. One, you can't transition to business where the business is really all about the owner, because if the owner's not there and there isn't a business, well, that's somewhat problematic. So, but beyond that, I think that many owners hold on longer than they should because they've never really thought about life after the business. They've never developed a hobby, for example. They've never developed other interests. And so it's quite scary for them to say, I've been working in this business 20 years. I really don't know what else I could do or would want to do. And so they hold on too long.
Yeah. I just want to remind everybody out there listening that I'm Alan Hirsch, and my guest tonight is Mike Mercurio. He's a head of the business and business practice at Offit Kerman. And to give a call, 410-481-1300. If you have any questions for Mike or myself. So let's talk a little bit more. You know, we're talking a little bit about it, but where's exit planning really, or succession planning or business continuation, however you want to look at it. And for tonight, we're going to use the word exit planning because I think it's easier to do one definition. So what are some of the things you have to do to get started? We talked about when you start a business, you should think about it, but you're in business. It's 10, 20 years. You're in your 50s. What are some of the things you need to think about in order to take and plan for that exit strategy?
Well, I'll give two points on that topic. One is that to have a roadmap to know where you're going, you have to know where you are. And most people are involved in business because this is their financial well-being. And most of the people, most business owners, their wealth is locked up in the business. And they're counting on the business to fund their retirement or thereafter. So one of the things I recommend is get a valuation. That is, go out and figure where your business stands in terms of your goals. Because if you don't know where you are, you can't know where you're going. And too many business owners say, well, I'm going to sell my business, for example, for $2 million. Well, they don't realize that their business is worth $200,000. And they have quite a shock at the 12th hour when they come to learn that. That's not the time to learn that your business is worth $200,000 when you need $2 million.
Yeah.
So get a valuation. It doesn't have to be a full-blown IRS defensible valuation, but find out what is your business worth. If it's worth less than where you think it is, now you can outline a plan to get to where you need to go. If it's worth what you think it is, now you need a plan to protect what you've built,
right,
so that it doesn't go away.
And there's also other things to think about. No matter what, you're right. You need a valuation. You need to know what it's worth. And that's in real terms, not in your gut. Because, yes, I mean, I was involved in a transaction. It could have been worse. It was 2008. It could have been worse in 1929. But the value that he, this person, because he was ill, was trying to get for the business was nowhere worth nowhere near that. And I ended up buying it at about and paying about 30% of what the value was.
Yeah.
Because he had not done any planning. He was the business. And that's the you know, and it just didn't have the value. He did some other things, but you need to know the value so you know where you're going. And part of that is to me, and we'll go into break in a minute or so, is understanding what the future really is. Is it just about you? And we can talk about this. Is there family that's involved in the business, that wants to be in business? Is there business management, or is there management within the business that's interested in taking it over? It's not just necessarily about selling the business, but even if you do one of these other things, give it to your children, how do you give it to them and preserve the income that you need? So you still need a valuation. On anything you do, you need a valuation. Even if it's to buy Key Man life insurance on yourself, you need to know how much insurance you're going to need.
I agree.